Devotional. Beloved, we come today to part 6 of Agape Love. And today I bring you probably the most famous verse in the entire Bible, and certainly one of my favorite verses. It comes from the Gospel of John and the 3rd chapter. And from verse 16, it says this: "For God so loved the world, so much, that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. Such power. And just before I began to bring you this daily devotional, I was just looking again at that scripture, and tears jumped into my eyes. A very close friend of mine said to me the other day that she wasn't sure on judgment, whether we would be judged, whether we wouldn't be judged. And right here, we get a confirmation of what Jesus is saying. In verse 18 of the 3rd chapter of John, he says this: "There is no judgment." Say that after me: "There is no judgment." Say it again: "There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him." Say that too: "There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him." Get it in your mind. Get it into your spirit. Get it into your thought pattern. Because know this, beloved, Jesus is telling us today, right now, there is no judgment for anyone who believes in him. I love the way the King James Version puts it: "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." You see, that is how merciful God Almighty is. Some years ago, I was told this story by a pastor friend of mine, that there was this down and out, this dispossessed person who used to sit on the steps of his church each and every day. He would sit there, and one day he said to the pastor of the church, he said, "Can I have a Bible, a New Testament?" And the pastor of the church said, "Yes, certainly." And he gave him a very small New Testament. And every day he used to see this man sitting on the steps of his church. And one day he was horrified to see that he was reading intently. Then he ripped out the page and he put tobacco in it and rolled it up and he smoked it. And the pastor said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Look, I wanted a New Testament so that I could read it and I could smoke it, because I've run out of cigarette papers and I can't afford them." And the pastor was amazed. And the story goes that he smoked all his way through Matthew, and he smoked his way through Mark, and he smoked his way through Luke, and he smoked his way halfway through John and came to John 3:16, and that man's life was changed. because he saw for the first time the truth.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son,
so that everyone, say so that everyone, say that, so that everyone
who believes in him
will not perish, but have eternal life. Isn't that agape love? Isn't that unconditional love? That God would do that? This world was going to hell on a handcart, beloved. We were doomed. We were gone. We were done for. But God loved the world so much. He looked at the world he'd created and saw all the corruption and all the sin and the degradation. And he thought, I've got to do something. And the only thing I can do is send my precious Son Jesus. And the Bible tells us that when the Son was on the cross at Calvary, the Father turned his face away. For God sent his one and only Son into the world because he loved the world so much. And I love the way Jesus says this. God sent his Son into the world not to judge it, but to save it through the Son. And I believe that is exactly what happened. Beloved, whatever you are doing right at this moment, whatever you are doing, I want you to stop. If you're working, just stop just for a moment. If you're washing up, stop washing up. If you're doing the housework, and you've got your headphones on, I can see you working now. I can see you vacuuming. I want you to stop. Just stop whatever it is you are doing right now. And just concentrate and meditate on what Jesus has done. What God has done through Jesus. That you will not now be condemned, that you will not now be judged, that you will not now go to hell and damnation, but you will go to glory. When you leave this world, when you pass from this world to the next, you will be going to glory. You will be saying hallelujah to the Father. You will meet Jesus face to face because of what Jesus has done for you. Can I hear hallelujah? Can I hear glory to God? Can I hear thank you, Savior? You know, oftentimes we spend part of the third hour in this broadcast praying. And I say, send your prayer requests to us here at Worship Radio 247, studio at worshipradio247.org. Send your prayer requests and we will pray. And today, we have a wonderful praise report that I'm going to bring you in the third hour. It's unbelievable, but wonderful. But beloved, don't you want to just spend time, instead of asking for stuff, asking for healing, asking for this, asking for that, asking for finance, asking for a job, asking for whatever you are asking for. Don't you just want to stop sometimes and not ask for anything, but just say thank you? Doesn't God deserve thank you? Doesn't Jesus deserve thank you for what he has done for you? I believe there's somebody listening to this broadcast. And you're hearing what I'm saying, and you're saying to yourself, I don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And I don't know why I'm listening to this station, but something about it has captivated me, and I can't turn it off. Well, look at what this scripture says. And this isn't said in judgment. This isn't said in anger. This isn't said in condemnation. This is said purely and simply in love. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. Why don't you take this opportunity to change that? To change that whole scenario and become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, because you know and you are sensing the power of his Spirit as he knocks at your door. Revelation, the 3rd chapter and verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And I believe the Holy Spirit is standing at your door right now, at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. And he's saying, let me come in. And it's very simple. All you've got to do is say these words, and before your very eyes, your life will change. Your life will change. Just as that man did as he smoked his way through Matthew, Mark, and Luke and got to John 3:16, and his life was changed, so can yours be. Just say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all those things I have done wrong. Please forgive me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Give me a brand new start, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit come now, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And amen. If that was you, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email to this email address, studio@worshipradio, all one word, 247, the numbers, .org, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, it was me. We won't contact you, but we'll just pray for you. studio@worshipradio247.org. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And just say, it was me.